Why the Christian Life is a Journey or Pilgrimage by Jonathan Edwards. This world is not our abiding place. Our continuance here is but very short. Man's days on the earth are as a shadow. Neither did God give us these temporal accommodations for that end. If God has given us ample estates and children or other pleasant friends, it is with no such design that we should be furnished here as for a settled abode, but with a design that we should use them for the present and then leave them in a very little time. When we are called to any secular business or charged with the care of a family, if we improve our lives to any other purpose than as a journey toward heaven, all our labor will be lost. If we spend our life in the pursuit of a temporal happiness, as riches or sensual pleasures, credit and esteem from men, delight in our children, and a prospect of seeing them well brought up and well settled, and so on, all these things will be of little significance to us. Death will blow up all our hopes and will put an end to these enjoyments. The places that have known us will know us no more, and the eyes that have seen us shall see us no more. We must be taken away forever from all these things, and it is uncertain when. It may be soon after we are put into the possession of them. And then, where will be all our worldly employments and enjoyments when we are laid in the silent grave? Job 14:12. So man lies down and does not rise again till the heavens be no more. Number 2. The future world was designed to be our settled and everlasting abode. There it was intended that we should be fixed, and there alone is a lasting habitation and a lasting inheritance. The present state is short and transitory, but our state in the other world is everlasting. And as we are there at first, so we must be without change. Our state in the future world, therefore, being eternal, is of much greater importance than our state here, that all our concerns in this world should be wholly subordinated to it. Number 3. Heaven is that place alone where our highest end and highest good is to be obtained. God has made us for Himself. Of Him and through Him and to Him are all things. Therefore, then, do we attain to our highest end when we are brought to God. But that is by being brought to heaven, for that is God's throne, a place of His special presence. There is but a very imperfect union with God to be had in this world, a very imperfect knowledge of Him in the midst of much darkness, a very imperfect conformity to God mingled with abundance of estrangement. Here we can serve and glorify God, but in a very imperfect manner, our service being mingled with sin which dishonors God. But when we get to heaven, if ever that be, we shall be brought to a perfect union with God and have more clear views of Him. There we shall be fully conformed to God without any remaining sin, for we shall see Him as He is. There we shall serve God perfectly and glorify Him in an exalted manner, even to the utmost of the powers and capacities of our nature. Then we shall perfectly give up ourselves to God. Our hearts will be pure and holy offerings presented in a flame of divine love. God is the highest good of the reasonable creature, and the enjoyment of Him is the only happiness with which our souls can be satisfied. To go to heaven, fully to enjoy God, is infinitely better than the most pleasant accommodations here. Fathers and mothers, husbands, wives, or children, or the company of earthly friends are but shadows. But the enjoyment of God is the substance. These are but scattered beams, but God is the sun. These are but streams, but God is the fountain. These are but drops, but God is the ocean. Therefore, it becomes us to spend this life only as a journey towards heaven. as it becomes us to make the seeking of our highest end and proper good the whole work of our lives, to which we should subordinate all other concerns of life. Why should we labor for, or set our hearts on, anything else but that which is our proper end and true happiness? 4, our present state, and all that belongs to it, is designed by Him that made all things to be wholly in order to another world. This world was made for a place of preparation for another. Man's mortal life was given him that he might be prepared for his fixed state. And all that God has here given us is given to this purpose. The sun shines and the rain falls upon us, and the earth yields her increase to us for this end. Civil, ecclesiastical, and family affairs, and all our personal concerns are designed and ordered in subordination to a future world by the Maker and Disposer of all things. To this, therefore, they ought to be subordinated by us.